Saturday, January 25th. Brandon's birthday is next Friday. I've checked out all the hottest styles in Copycat Couture magazine and have selected the super cute outfit I plan to rock at his party. I even went the extra mile and started gargling with that teeth-whitening mouthwash stuff every day. Even though it tastes like Clorox bleach and stings my tongue, Copycat Couture says guys are real suckers for that. I've just been to the dentist. Look. I've put a lot of time and energy into preparing for Brandon's big day, but there's one tiny thing I totally forgot about. His birthday present! Duh! What was I thinking? Chloe and Zoe were smart and bought their gifts for Brandon weeks ago. Fortunately, they offered to go with me to the mall today to help me shop. Unfortunately, Brianna was tagging along, and she was dying to go to the grand opening of the mall's Candy Kingdom play area. "So, where should we start?" Chloe asked as we stared at the mall directory. "There's a cool gadget store upstairs. Maybe we'll find something there," I suggested. Chloe, Zoe, and I walked toward the escalator, but I only heard two pairs of snow boots scuffling behind me, not three. I turned around and saw Brianna standing 20 feet behind us, frowning with her lips poked out. "Move it, Brianna, you're slowing us down," I yelled.
"I want to go to Candy Kingdom, now," she pouted.
I knew she wasn't going to move from that spot unless I gave in. "Fine, we'll go, but we can only stay there for 15 minutes, I said. "Now where is this place?"
"We gotta take the Gumdrop Express," Brianna exclaimed, pointing to a kid-sized rainbow-colored train choo-chooing down the hall.
The driver was an old guy in a campy conductor getup.
"Are you kidding me?" I cringed. "There's no way we're riding that. What if someone sees us?"
"But just look at how cute it is," Chloe squealed. "It'll be fun."
"Can we ride it, please?" Brianna begged.
She and Chloe both made sad puppy eyes at me.
Getting tag-teamed like that was not fair.
"All right already," I groaned.
"Just please stop doing that thing with your eyes. It creeps me out."
The $90 in my purse was my entire life savings, and that dumb train was $5 per person. Even so, I figured $70 was more than enough for a nice present for Brandon. And me, too. Zoe and I reluctantly squeezed into the back of the small train. OMG, we were so embarrassed. We even covered our faces with our scarves so no one would recognize us. Meanwhile, Chloe and Brianna sat up front, waving to bystanders and chatting with the conductor the entire ride to Candy Kingdom.
The Gumdrop Express.
Whee! I love the Gumdrop Express!
After we finished the train ride and visited Candy Kingdom, Brianna started to complain that she was hungry.
"I'm starving! I want Queasy Cheesy!" she whined.
I was annoyed, but I've seen her tantrums when she's hungry. They can get really ugly, really fast. I had to feed the little monster, so I spent another $19 plus a tip. After that, we went to the electronics store, and Chloe and Zoe helped me find an MP3 player and some video games Brandon might like. I planned to come back for his gift after we'd visited a few more stores. However, we hadn't gotten far when we spotted a pair of really cute and sassy boots in the window of a swanky department store. OMG, they were hot!
Squee!
Even though we were supposed to be shopping for Brandon, we figured it wouldn't hurt to go inside to take a closer look. While my BFFs and I were drooling over those boots, I suddenly discovered that Brianna must have gotten bored and wandered off or something. Luckily, I spotted her pigtails in the cosmetics department across the aisle.
Brianna was sitting in a fancy chair in front of a mirror, applying makeup and humming to herself.
Brianna, what are you doing? I scolded. You shouldn't be playing in that stuff. Besides, you're way too young for makeup.
Then she turned away from the mirror, looked at me, and smiled. OMG. I thought my eyes were going to actually rupture and bleed. That pint-sized glamazon had glittery electric blue eyeshadow all the way up to her eyebrows, way too much blush on her cheeks, and purple lipstick smeared around her mouth. She batted her false eyelashes at me, which, BTW, were crooked and hanging off her eyelids like skinny caterpillars.
Don't I look beautiful, darling?
She purred and posed like a model. I could think of several words to describe her makeup, but beautiful wasn't one of them. Sorry, Brianna, but you look like a cross between Miss Piggy and a zombie. Now put those makeup samples back where you found them and clean your face so you won't scare the other shoppers, or I'll have to put a bag over your head.
Meanie,
she muttered under her breath and stuck her tongue out at me. When I saw her shove a tube of lipstick back into its brand new packaging, I almost had a heart attack.
OMG, Brianna!
I yelled as I sorted through the small pile of the makeup she'd opened and used. These aren't samples!
What are samples?
Brianna asked, blinking mindlessly with her lopsided lashes.
Don't you understand? I cried. We have to pay for all of this stuff, otherwise you'd be stealing.
So there went the rest of my money for Brandon's gift. I ended up spending almost all of it. I had a whopping $3.10 left. And we had to spend that on makeup remover tissues to wash the gunk off Brianna's face. Thank goodness Chloe and Zoe were there to help me clean her up. They're the best friends ever. But now that I'm flat broke, how am I going to buy Brandon a gift? There's just no way I'm going to show up at his party with no present. That would be so tacky. Maybe I should just tell him the truth. I can't attend because I'm suffering from a severe case of BFS, also known as Brianna Fatigue Syndrome. Why was I not born an only child?